Revelation chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of Yahweh, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is outside the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given to the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power to my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees, and the 2 candlesticks standing before the sovereign of the earth. And if any man hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our master was impaled. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these 2 prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the 10th part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were terrified, and gave honor to the Elohim of heaven. And the 2nd woe is past. Behold, the 3rd woe comes quickly. And the 7th angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our sovereign and of his Messiah, and he shall reign for ever and ever. And the 24 elders, which sat before Yahweh on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped Yahweh, saying, We give you thanks, O Yahweh El Shaddai, which are and were and are to come, because you have taken to you your great power and have reigned, and the nations were angry, and your wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward to your servants and prophets and to the saints and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of Yahweh was opened in heaven, and there was seen in the temple of the sovereign the ark of his testament. And there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. End of chapter.